The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1997, the Sojourner Mars rover started to show the world how it rolls.
We have an extraordinarily healthy lander, an extraordinarily healthy rover, and extraordinarily healthy instruments, and I've already told you that the landing site was perfect. And all that continues to be the case.
NASA's innovative six-wheeled rover wasn't very big, but it demonstrated suspension and collision avoidance technologies that led to every Mars rover since then. In 1971, bitter recriminations swept through the Soviet space program in the wake of the disastrous Soyuz 11 mission, whose three cosmonauts died when their air was vented into space during their return to Earth. The intense debate centered on whether or not engineers should have designed the cramped interior of the Soyuz to allow for spacesuits. The Soviet's chief engineer dismissed these complaints, claiming, quote, "I don't want to fly cowards on my spacecraft." That chief engineer, Vasily Mishin, was removed from his office 3 years later. In 1996, Dolly the sheep was born, the first mammal cloned from the cell of an adult of her species. And in 2008, one TARDIS team member's time travels came to an abrupt end.
And how do you know that?
Because it's in your head, and if it's in your head, it's in mine.
And how does that feel?
Brilliant, fantastic, molto bene, great big universe packed into my brain. Oh my God.
Do you know what's happening?
Yeah. I was gonna be with you. Forever.
I know.
Rest of my life. Traveling. In the TARDIS. The Dr. Donna. Oh my God. I can't go back. Don't make me go back.
With the end of the fourth season of the revived Doctor Who, which also proved to be the last full season for David Tennant. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.